Thank you for joining me today, and it's good to have you here. God is merciful. This is what we've been learning together, and today I want to conclude this short series by talking with you about the implications of what our Lord Jesus has taught us about His mercy. And then I'm going to tell you what is coming up starting tomorrow right here on God Is. But to begin with, let me pray for us. Dear God, thank you that you are merciful. I know that for many of these listeners and for myself, we believe by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And that makes us recipients of your mercy because, while we do not deserve it, Christ died for us. He mercifully took our place in death so that he could take away our sins from us and so that you, holy God, could forgive us of our sins. Thank you. We join with Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, who said of salvation from sin through Jesus, because of the tender mercy of our God. That is very true, Lord, and it's because of the tender mercy of you that we are free from our sin. Thank you for your mercy. You are merciful. And now, Jesus, give us your heart to be merciful to others in our lives, and especially to those who have sinned against us and done some wrong to us. Give us the conviction we need to do to them as you have done to us. Please help us with this, O God, our Father. Make us a merciful people. I pray that Christians will be merciful. Make the Church of Jesus Christ a merciful church here on earth. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Well, these have been fascinating days together, 8 of them, as we follow Jesus in the Gospels, and particularly in Mark's Gospel, as he teaches us the mercy of God. Jesus puts mercy in action, and I encourage you to be reflective of what we've learned along the way. Do you want to share with me something that spoke to you? If so, drop me a quick email and tell me about it. I will find that encouraging. My email address is mark@markaswallow.com, and that's going to be repeated at the end today, as will my mailing address, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is giving his famous Sermon on the Mountain, and when we come to verse 7, we find the Lord talking to his listeners about mercy. I'm reading now Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. Listen to the words of Jesus. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Now, this section of Matthew is also known as the Beatitudes, and what Jesus is doing here is to describe what it means to be his follower. He's describing the being of a Christian. He is not primarily talking about the doing of Christians, but rather our being. I love the way Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones puts it in his exceptional book on the Sermon on the Mount. A Christian is something before he does anything, and we have to be Christians before we can act as Christians. He continues, now that is a fundamental point. Being is more important than doing. Attitude is more significant than action. Primarily, it is our essential character that matters. And Dr. Lloyd-Jones is right. Let's keep that in mind as we talk about Jesus' words, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. What does this mean? As a Christ follower, in my being, I am merciful. To be a Christian means I am merciful. How so? Well, to have faith in Christ means that I have accepted that God is being merciful to me. He has pitied me, a poor sinner. He has shown compassion to me, a man who once did not have any relationship with the living God and did not seek or want such a relationship. Instead of treating me as my sins deserve, instead of crushing me under his righteous judgment, God instead exercised his mercy and saved me, rescued me, delivered me from my sin against him and against others. In his mercy, God extended to me a great and amazing grace. Trust me, this is my personal testimony of what God has done for me because he is rich in mercy towards little old me. And that mercy transformed the landscape of my soul such that because I have obtained mercy, now I am merciful towards others who are where I used to be. I could put it this way, since God has shown extravagant mercy to me, how could I possibly withhold mercy to others? I give to others what the Lord has given to me, and since the Lord has given to me mercy, then it is mercy I will pass along to people in my life, people in severe need of God's mercy express that of my being. I do not work up mercy. I do not manufacture mercy. Mercy just comes out of me. It pours out of being Christian. That is what Jesus is teaching in Matthew 5 and verse 7. And this is something that I want to be deeply committed to in my life as a Christian. Don't you? Jesus is talking about our character. Who we are as Christ's people on the inside shows on the outside. And Jesus is saying the merciful have received mercy, and because of mercy received, mercy is then given. And I believe Christians have the capacity to be the most merciful of anyone around in our neighborhoods, our state, our country, and in the world today. God is merciful to us so that we will have mercy on others. By being merciful to others, we demonstrate that God is mercy to us. However you want to say it, be merciful. And we have a ready audience, if I can put it this way. Or in business terminology, there's a big market for mercy. Everyone is in desperate need of it. And there are likely people in your life that are, shall we say, easier for you to be merciful to. Your family, your friends, and people you really like. Of course, for others, some of your family members or a person you thought was your friend but is not are the hardest people to extend mercy towards. The individual that has genuinely sinned against you, you want them to receive justice, not mercy. You want them to really pay for what they have done to you. But that will not be how the genuine Christian person acts, at least for long. Now, hear me on this. I understand that when a person or persons hurts us, extending to them immediate mercy is not always wise, nor do I believe expected by God. Let's take abuse as an example. Have you been the recipient of abuse in some form? Sexual, physical, mental, verbal? Are you currently enduring an abusive relationship? I am not saying that you sweep over the abuse and fail to report it to the police, and that you do not immediately seek the safe refuge outside the sphere of wherever the abuse is taking place. What you need to do today, now, immediately, is remove yourself and your children from that setting. In fact, the mercy of God for you is for you to be protected today. What I am talking about is the sin committed against us that isn't abusive in nature. Sin has so many forms that it's impossible for me to cover every example. But let's test one out on you. Is there a person that said some pretty mean things about you behind your back or even to your face? Perhaps this person has even done some damage to your reputation. Well, you're human, so you can look at that individual and say, I want you to receive some justice for what you said about me. You can look at this person and say, you said this about me. Well, I'm going to say this about you. Get even. Make it fair and square. But that's not the attitude of Christ. Imagine what Christ could say of us. Statements of fact about our lives that are completely justified and true. Things we have said that have been hurtful to others, but that we have conveniently forgot when we focus on the gossip that's unfair to us. What Christ does is he extends mercy. He doesn't hold our own gossip or talking behind someone's back, even maligning another's character against Christians. Instead, he covers our sins in his forgiveness. Well, recipients then of this forgiveness, we offer to our enemies the mercy of the Lord. Call up the person who's offended you, the person who has legitimately sinned against you. Take him or her out to lunch. You pay for it, and not McDonald's. Be classy. Tell your guest that what he or she has said about you has hurt, but you want a new start. Offer forgiveness before they ask for it. Melt them with your God-given mercy, and not passive-aggressive mercy either. Don't use the free lunch as a trap, a kind of I'll test them with this offer of forgiveness, but if I don't see change, then I'll tell a bunch of other people how even after I took this individual out to lunch and I paid, he or she still didn't show any remorse. You see, that's not mercy. That's a subtle, long form of revenge. Well, that's just one example, but maybe that one example will speak to you today. As I said earlier, since God has shown extravagant mercy to me, how can I possibly withhold mercy to others? I give to others what the Lord has given to me, and since the Lord has given to me mercy, then it is mercy I'll pass along to people in my life. I do not work up mercy. I do not manufacture mercy. Mercy just comes out of me. It just pours out of being Christian. That is what Jesus is teaching in Matthew 5 and verse 7. Let me encourage you today, whoever you are, and wherever and however you may be listening, God is merciful, and His mercy is everlasting. Listen to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. What an awesome promise. God's compassions, God's mercies never cease. Mercy is who God is, and our mercy lavished on one another pleases God. This is what Jesus has taught us about God in our series, God is Merciful. Thank you for joining me as we have discovered the mercy of our God at the beginning of a new year. When you come back tomorrow, I want to start a brand new series, and I want to do so by asking an intriguing question. I'm not going to tell you today what the question is, but I want you to come along tomorrow at this same time as I give the question, and then we begin to wrestle with some responses to it from outside of the context of the Scriptures. So will you join me again tomorrow as we continue to learn who God is by fielding this question and then dealing with it? I sure hope that you will. But for today, remember, as we've learned from the Bible, God is merciful. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue to learn who God is.